Hey, folks, Kevin Kessler from the White Dragon Podcast Network here. One of the questions I get asked all the time is, Kevin, I want to have a podcast, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about audio equipment. I don't know anything about editing. I don't know anything about how to post and promote a podcast. Well, folks, you are in luck, because what if I told you there is a way you can have your podcast with minimal effort from you and still be a part of the White Dragon Podcast Network, joining the family of 9 all-star podcasts that are already broadcasting 7 days a week here on WDPN. For a free consultation, please send an email to kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com, and I will tell you personally how we can take care of everything from the production to the editing to the posting to the server space to promotion of your podcast. I want to welcome you into the White Dragon Podcast Network family, so please drop me a line, kevin@whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com. I look forward to welcoming you into the White Dragon Podcast Network.
This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed it, Bat Squad Radio, back here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, my name is Kev Elm, the host of the show, and joining me, as always this week, over to my right, my good friend and co-host, Buster the Bat Dog. And, of course, Buster's sidekick is here, also the Bat Dog.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot. I love that.
I just wanted to make sure I got Buster out there first.
What episode number is this?
Damn you, because I don't know. I tried to hide it.
I think it's 16.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the other
time. All right, folks. And over here across from me is New Jersey Spider Danny, the king of the Facebook discussion groups.
Yes, I love it.
Mr. Positive Energy.
Yep. Don't be jealous.
Mr. Fame and Fortune, whatever. All right, folks, so here we are, Bat Squad Radio, Pop Culture Power Hour here at the White Dragon Podcast, and we're going to be spending about an hour or so of entertainment news, geek news, wacky news, everything under the sun, and then possibly a special guest, we're not sure yet. Shame Gene couldn't join us this week, though.
I'm right over here, you assholes!
I'm pretty damn hungry. Hey, bitch, go get me a bagel.
Poor Gene O'Brien. He used to be an on-air commentator with us, and now he's just our bagel bitch.
Yeah.
I really like that name for him.
I wonder if he gives massages as
bagel
well.
Bagel bitch Gene O'Brien. Yeah.
Gene the bagel
bitch. But listen, before we delve into episode 16, I do want to say something. I owe our listeners an apology for last episode.
I think you owe me and Denny an apology for last episode.
I know. We got nothing, and there's so many things I wanted to talk about, and now I forgot. And go ahead.
Apparently, what you guys are telling me is last episode, the numbers are so low from a Bat Dave dominated episode that I promise and I vow to you, our listeners, I'm going to scale back a bit. You won't hear as much from me today.
Yeah, wow. Right. How come I don't believe that?
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Not for 1 second. Yeah, it is episode 16, by the way.
It was. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to jump right into the entertainment news here? Oh, actually, before that, we mentioned your Facebook group a little bit before we started off here. So you want to touch on your group, maybe give it a plug, URL, whatnot?
Yes, I'm going to plug my Facebook group. It's called What a Waste.
Gee, there's a
shock. Which kind of makes sense. It's about just post whatever you want. I like to call it randomness of awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
Just post whatever you want, have fun, just, you know, just random stuff.
And I like to call it the group that I left after 2 days because it was getting really annoying.
Yeah,
because
it's so awesome. People that are really, like, you know, like Kevin. Kevin's pretty lame. He can't stand the fact of, like, awesome things, like this group page, for instance.
Uh-huh.
So just to be a jerk, I went into his group page called Watchtower, right? Geek,
yeah.
Watchtower. And I just unjoined it just because I figured, hey, I got a group page. You have a group page. You unjoined mine. I'll enjoin yours. That's just how it works, you bastard.
I know. You didn't even notice that I unjoined. Shut up.
I didn't. I had no clue.
Well, I'll tell you, I have two.
I thought as a friend you would stay in.
No, I actually am going to go back into it.
No, now I don't want you in it.
I needed a break.
I have two main problems with this new What a Waste Facebook page.
It's not about you.
No.
It's too much about you.
No.
Oh, no, it was.
Quite the opposite.
I'll tell you what. I was gone. Me and Buster were down the shore chasing chicks.
Just you and Buster. That's great.
For 48 hours. And I come back from 48 hours because I'm old school. I don't consult my flip phone for updates and this and that. I come back to Facebook 48 hours later. There's a brand new page called What a Waste, and it's nothing but people publicly ridiculing me.
I think it's a little bit more than that.
Well, the thing was, too, I can't control what people post. And Dave is a waste. In fact, he's a human being as a waste of skin. Therefore, people were posting photos of him
and I'm his
doing this and doing that.
The first thing
and
I post,
it made sense.
The first thing I posted in the group was a big picture of Denny.
Yeah, that was funny. That was
then
really
I took
funny.
A screenshot of the group itself and posted that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what.
And then he left.
I feel vindicated, and you should, too, because every day I check Denny's membership numbers, and they are dropping by 3 or 4
members
they? A day.
They actually are. And the reason why, because I just spammed everybody and added everyone. I had like 400-something people, and now I'm down to 346 the last time I checked.
He's down to 3
and
people now.
People have been just
it's him, his Canadian Spider-Man friend, and
Hemming.
Well, the
thing is a lot of them are just jealous. They're jealous of my fame and how awesome I am, and they just can't tolerate being
in
there.
My problem with this group. This is nothing more than just a statue to your ego, your ever-expanding ego. As of late.
Well, it's a secondary Denny Pelicano page.
Exactly.
See, what I'm going to do is because a lot of people get upset when I post certain things on my personal page, and I do have family and this, that, and the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, you know, like an ET flashlight that looks like a dildo and stuff like that. So therefore, I don't want to post that on my personal page. It was in your ass. And so therefore, I was like, you know what? Let me make another page, like group page, that like can just kind of be for fun, you know. So it is what it is. So anyway, it's just go into the group, do a search.
Is it Facebook? Do you have a URL for it?
I can't remember. It's like What a Waste. I think What a Waste. Period. WAW.
What? Why couldn't you just have What a Waste? Was that
because
taken?
Someone already had it? Because there's actual like something that has to do with septic tanks and stuff called What a Waste. Anyway, it's just do a search for What a Waste with an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah, and
you'll find
and
it.
Don't join the one that's about septic tanks.
No,
that's actually good.
Actually,
for the planet.
Yeah, actually, that one might be more interesting. I think I'm going to go join that What a Waste Facebook
group. That's such
group.
A shitty thing to say.
Is that a pun?
Shut up. Just keep going.
In New Jersey Bat Squad news, actually, new video was just released the other day. The Wizard World Philadelphia Time Lord Rejects video. That I know you guys worked very hard on it. I have to say, bravo, gentlemen. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
The only
thing that really bothered me, though, is what we do is Dave. Like, you know, I can't stand the guy. What happens is...
It's common
affliction.
Yeah. I like what we do. We sit
there. We sit there and do the videos, okay? When we edit it, we do what he wants, always what he wants.
Post-production.
That's what it is, post-production stuff. And then while he's gone, I do the audio. I usually fade it in, fade it out, whatever. And here I am spending my own time when I could have been playing video games or masturbating or whatever. I like how that was over interrupted with that. Anyway, and then he
being a good father and husband.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I want to do it. He comes over the day after to kind of finalize everything, and then he's like, "Oh, could we move this here, move that there, do this, that, and the other thing?" I'm like, "Dude, I just spent my whole like hour or two doing this by myself on my free time,
right?
And now you want me to redo it?"
He better not go to Hollywood.
You're a piece of crap, Dave.
You are.
I'm a piece of crap for wanting a better product.
No, the thing I will say, the 19-minute runtime is good, much better than some of your other epics.
We'll never do another movie past 20 minutes.
Right? Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Honestly, I liked what you guys did with Big Applecom, where you just released a series of short videos, but
those are teasers to get everyone moist.
But now here's the thing.
I think personally, though, that was kind of gross. I think that with a show like the Atlantic City show, like it
which
wasn't
is coming
huge.
Soon.
It wasn't huge, but it was like it was at the right level, in my opinion. Like Wizard Worlds, they're really, really high, top notch, and everything. Those deserve a nice long video. You know, something like Atlantic City, it's a little bit smaller.
Yep.
You know, we could just kind of push out little, like kind of promote it a little
but
bit.
But I mean, here's the thing that I liked the most about this one, and I'm sure many people would agree. This one was more, it was more focused on the con itself. It was showcasing Wizard World Philly as a convention, and it was less a monument to Dave's ego.
I agree.
Well, we've had quite a few people come up to me and say, "Hey, I love your projects. Denny sucks. But you guys, your movies would be so much better if you didn't put yourselves in them as much."
Because you're ugly.
I was taken aback at that.
Who said that?
The guy that looks like Jesus.
Oh, yeah?
But anyhow, the thing was, the person was
maybe
right.
It was actually Jesus. Like, probably like, yes. Came down from heaven just be like, "Bat Dave, I enjoy your videos.
No,
but your face is seriously killing my buzz."
Yeah.
Then he rises back up.
It hurt when Cosplay Jesus told me that, but I went home, I cried a little, and I thought it over, and he was absolutely right. So what
thou have forsaken me.
No, this brand new Wizard Philly movie that just came out, no one had high hopes for it, not even me. Because I wasn't really on that day. You know, Denny's the king of post-production. I'm the king of pre-production. At the show, I'm running around like a maniac.
Uh-huh.
But we were doing our Time Lord Rejects Doctor Who parody. I just wasn't feeling it. Oh, there's Burt Reynolds.
It's because it wasn't funny.
Well, that's debatable now that it's
out. I do like how you took the Time Lord Rejects and you cut it down to like just like two little segments.
Well, yeah, we made it at the very end. We made a 3-minute behind the
yes,
scenes.
Yes, and that was funny. I was telling Denny beforehand, the funniest thing about the Time Lord Rejects wasn't even the Time Lord Rejects that we did. It was the behind the scenes, me, Denny, and David J. getting mad at you.
Yeah. And people not wanting to be a part of this at
yes.
all.
And the best part of that was the fact that Dave didn't tell us what to do. It was all just straight up how we usually are with each
okay,
other.
It was 100% real. Like when all of a sudden I'm just like, you know, your preparedness is yeah. staggering well, me right now.
I had a scripted bit that was going to lift the best elements of Abbott and Costello, Who's on First, and translate it to our Doctor Who tribute.
Keep in mind,
no one learned it.
Keep in mind, this script was never given to any of us.
No, never given.
It was just in, like he wrote it down, probably in his undies someday, and uh-huh. that was it.
We were supposed to rehearse it, but it never happened. But it was fun, and everyone likes this new one.
Headcanon. And it's Dave's headcanon as he goes through the con. I thought it, so everyone should just know it.
And just so the world knows, including Denny, within the next 10 days, we will have our ACBC movie out, Atlantic City.
Cool.
It's called ACBC, The Search for Shatner, starring William Shatner, and Denny as Captain Jerk.
Yep. Right.
And a very...
And I will, you know what? I will also say, Dave, you weren't as creepy in this Wizard World video.
I've been listening to what you guys say, and I'm implementing it in my life.
I will give you that, Dave. You listen to people. There's one or two moments. Like, you know, you took a lot of shots of Monica, but, you know...
New talent.
What kind of shots?
Which is coming up the escalator, and he goes, there's the most super girl at this con. I was like, ah, douche chills.
So creepy.
That was only when I was in character as Captain Cog.
Well, the Atlantic City one, it's a little bit creepier.
No, that was in the Wizard World. Oh, I'm sure yeah. the Atlantic City one
no,
more.
He was attached to the hip. It was uh-huh. it was horrible.
That's so what's our next topic?
Our next
oh, what's the matter, Dave?
Ring the bell. All right. Oh, should we say Gene has three
rings of the bell. We're gonna be the reason Gene can't be on the show this week. I didn't even know he was coming. We had some microphone issues last week, and I've yet to replace the damaged fourth microphone cable. Otherwise, we'd have had Gene back on the show this week. But so Gene has three rings of the bell, which formerly the Denny Defense System. Now it's the Gene Bell.
Yeah,
the bagel bitch bell.
Bagel bitch bell, there you go.
The B3. So when the B3 is initiated, Gene gets the microphone and he gets to interject his point, but he gets three.
He only gets three.
But Kevin brought up a good point. Gene's microphone failure last episode, that's probably the real reason why our numbers were down and not from my...
No, because I edited most of that out.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Nope. So we are actually, again, in listening to what people say about, you know, what we do.
And we're outdoors.
We are outdoors. I, you know, a lot of people say, you know, sometimes the show's a little all over the place, like no rhyme or reason to where we go from topic to topic. So we actually separated the show into three distinct pieces. First will be entertainment news. This is your news on pop culture. Following it up will be the nerd news, a couple of little nerdy items that we have, and then finally the wacky news, which, you know, we like to close with usually.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, all right. So, in entertainment news, so Bruce Jenner is
who?
Oh wow! Didn't even stand up.
The B3 has been initiated. Here's Gene O'Brien.
Remember, keep it PC.
Enough with this. It's way too much. First of all, it's just general. It's cosplay. He didn't even. Unless he can change his...
How's it cosplay?
Because he didn't actually go through the process.
He's
just
get his
dressing
ball
up. You know, does Dave dress up and say, look, now call me Bruce Wayne now.
No, call me Batgirl.
Close enough.
So you're saying that there truly is no Caitlyn Jenner. It's all an act. It's a charade.
Wait, did he not have the surgery? Like,
no,
I thought
he's
that
just,
was
no,
the whole
he's
thing.
Just tucking it.
No, right now he's tucking it.
Oh, so he's Ray Finkel.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you didn't see that. There's a Mimi going, Memmi, whatever they're called, going around. It was really funny.
He found Captain Winky.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Finkel
is Einhorn.
Caitlin is Bruce. Bruce is... So, see, I thought that he had the surgery. I thought that was like what his big unveiling was. It was
no.
like he got snipped.
They were talking. They were
and,
talking no. about it, though. He's
still,
considering it. Getting
he still
it
prefers women. So he, it's not
well,
like...
I mean, transgender does not mean gay, Dave.
Well, ask Dave. He'll know the answer to that.
Yeah. So yeah, not all transgender people, you know, are like if you are a man who identifies as a woman, it doesn't mean you like dudes, you know.
Well, listen, I'll tackle this subject head on. And here's the thing, I have no problem with Bruce Jenner, whatever he's doing, this and that. I have no problem with anyone doing that. That's great. It's their own personal business. My only problem with the Bruce to Caitlyn thing is it's all a publicity stunt.
Really? You think so?
No, I don't think so. Because he's been wanting to do this for years and years and years.
Yeah, I think it's somebody who is just, you know, unhappy with who they are and identifies as something else. And I actually applaud him for it. Yeah, a lot of the transgender community, though, has been like... against him, like saying like he's not for their rights or something like that. And I'm just like,
I don't know. For his rights to his new upcoming reality TV series. Once a Kardashian, always a Kardashian. And the funniest meme I saw was the one where he's now a hot looking chick and Kris Jenner looks haggard.
Yeah.
And what was that saying?
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, somebody at work actually shows me the Vanity Fair cover the day it came out, and he's like, "Hey, do you think this chick's hot?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "Come on, don't you think she's hot?" I'm like, "No, I don't." He's like, "Come on, look, you don't think this chick is hot?" And I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be a dude, because there's no other reason why he would be doing it. I was just like, no.
That was a lot of photoshopping.
I was like, she looks old and kind of mannish. And he was just like, "Come on, man." I'm like, "Fine." I guess in like a cougary sort of way, "It's Bruce Jenner."
He was trying to get you.
I was just like, "Oh, okay, ha-ha." Yeah. I saw through this one.
I have no problem with it. I kind of personally, I think it's fine. You know, it is what it is.
I mean, listen, if you, I applaud anyone who changes themselves to be more what they feel inside.
Yeah. The only thing I will admit that I do not like is what Obama said. They were giving him so much credit and how brave he is for being out and doing this and doing that and courageous. But yet you have all these freaking military guys, you know, in the war and everything that he does not even say anything.
Off.
You know, I think that's kind of
You're getting a little political right now.
No, I am, unfortunately, but
Well, you brought it up.
You know, I don't agree with that.
I didn't bring up Obama.
Well, you brought up Caitlyn Jenner and all the awards she's winning for being a hero.
Yeah, she's not really.
Jesse Owens was a hero. 1936, a black man outracing Nazi Germany Hitler athletes. That's a hero. But no, good for him. Good for the whole family. Good for that whole network.
Listen, I've always been a big proponent of follow your dreams, do what makes you happy, unless what makes you happy is like the skinning of children.
I was going to say doing this radio show, but all right.
Denny's on today.
Yeah, seriously.
Too much Denny
this week.
Hey, if the numbers go up.
Yeah, you never know.
We'll people like me. So
speaking of Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, whatever you want to call him, her. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, the duo of darkness, is, and I mean that in a way that they're like evil, not that because Kanye's black. They are bringing another hellspawn into this world.
Awesome.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, she is pregnant, so I'm sure we'll be seeing her constantly, you know, even more so than she was now.
Well, they're saying that she might have twins.
Oh, please don't let
that's
them have
what
twins.
Their rumor was going around.
In other news on Kim and Kanye, they've recently celebrated one blissful year of marriage and are celebrating it as only they can do. They are renting out the Eiffel Tower to renew their vows.
Well, hopefully Griswold? Hopefully they're up there doing something.
I was going to say Team America. Team America. They blow up the Eiffel Tower.
Or those guys, or the French terrorists from Superman 2.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so not only are they doing that.
We're not big fans of the Eiffel Tower.
Apparently not.
Not only are they doing that, but they are also, for their child Northwest's, it's horrible, their child Northwest, for her first birthday, or second birthday, or what, her birthday, they are renting out Disneyland.
That's well, such, did you hear if they are having twins, it's going to be South and East West?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Danny, you take over, buddy.
Anyway, put down the mic. Yeah, go away.
It's like these grand gestures. They rent out the Paris of Versailles for their actual wedding. Rent out the Eiffel Tower for their anniversary. Rent out Disneyland for their child's second birthday. Can we just like be like, okay, Kanye, you're rich. We get it.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
I would like to know how much that would cost, in all honesty.
Supposedly, according to Disneyland, they are not closing the park to guests.
They can't.
It's just area that they're renting out. But, you know.
It would be like renting a Chuck E. Cheese times a million.
I did hear.
Can you put like cricket sounds after that?
I just ignored it. Yeah, what a waste!
And we just sprayed the backyard for crickets in the bat.
because they follow you around to.
Oh my god, that was funny!
All right,
it's like that Seinfeld episode. The more Denny rises, the more I fall. I'm like Elaine now.
did you guys see? There was a horse that won the Triple Crown.
Don't say it was me.
He my punchline. So I was nowhere, that was in here.
I was nowhere near the Belmont.
Oh, crap. So anyway, this horse, American Pharaoh, is the 13th horse to ever win the Triple Crown. So congratulations to him. And now I can't do my Dave joke.
No, you can't.
Ruined it.
I still have the spur marks from the jockey on my ribcage.
What marks on the side?
Spur marks.
Spur.
I think it's spur.
No, that's right.
And they're on
spur
your side.
Spur ends with an R and Mars.
Yes, Dave has spur marks on his side. It was a wild weekend. Ow!
Wow!
Hey, no one else may show, but at least
I'm actually tearing up right now.
At least we enjoy it.
At least we're enjoying ourselves.
We'll get three listens. No, four. We got Gene over there.
Gene doesn't have to download it now because he's sitting right there.
I'm going to give you a plastic bag. You could pick up Buster's Boom Booms in the yard.
So, you guys ever watch like the old Peanuts cartoons as a kid?
Sure, I love Charlie Brown.
Yep. Okay, so Charlie Brown, we've always, he's always been kind of downtrodden.
He's a loser.
Yeah, he's a loser. He's fallen on some hard times. More accurately, the voice of Charlie Brown from those old things. The former voice of Charlie Brown, Peter Robbins, was going to be sentenced for probation violations this last Friday, but he suddenly went on a profanity-laden tirade at the judge, the public defender that was assigned to him, and his prosecutor.
Wow.
Yeah, he went on a app. Let me just read you the article from TMZ. Robin, who voiced Charlie Brown for several TV specials in the 60s, was convicted in 2013 for threatening an ex-girlfriend and her plastic surgeon. But in court, he demanded a new trial and simply lost it on his ex. He screamed ironically, "She has to believe that I would kill her. I wouldn't kill her. I've never had any violent behavior," while he's like screaming in a courtroom with like a wild beard.
And then they pulled a football out from under him.
Yes. His ex-girlfriend was Lucy. Rage has been building up for so long.
They have footage of the judge sentencing him, and this is how it sounded.
But, sir...
We were playing Hangman.
Robbins also barked at the judge, "Good luck to you. I hope you drop dead of a heart attack."
Who said that?
Peter Robbins to the judge.
Wow.
He said there were some F-bombs in there, too.
Wow, that's insane.
He was just like, it's weird, too, if you watch the video. He's like pointing at his public defender, and he's just like, "Oh, he's great. He's got no mob ties. Just my luck. I get the only effing public defender with no mob ties."
Wait, say all that Charlie Brown stuff again. I'm going to give you some background music. Go.
Oh, this is great. I hope you drop dead of a heart attack, Judge. But by the way, like I don't want to point out how ironic it is that he's going to jail for threatening harm for threatening death upon his ex-girlfriend, while then threatening death to the judge who's sentencing him.
Yeah, right.
He was remanded without bail. That was why the whole thing was. So he's spending at least another 120 some odd days in jail before he goes to trial.
I would have thought it was Linus that would have snapped because he was so religious and wacky.
They're not really. It's not actually. There wasn't like a cartoon character sitting in the. It's the guy that voiced him, Dave. So the judge ordered a mental exam for him as well, and prosecutors say he violated his probation by drinking booze and cutting off his ankle monitor.
Wow.
Well, that's the Christmas special. It was 50 years ago. Right? 1965. So let's say he was 10 when he did that. You're talking about a 60-year-old disgruntled guy that probably hasn't worked since the early 70s. So he's probably upset.
Well, I mean, check out the fact that he had a public defender. That should tell you all you need to know. He couldn't afford an attorney. So so you guys want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Duggar family?
Kevin always bashing the poor.
Not really, but I guess we will.
So the Duggar family, I didn't know these people existed until this happened.
Freaks.
Yeah, apparently they've had this, what is it, like 19 and counting or something like that?
Yeah,
freaks.
Or 29 in count? I don't know.
It kept going up every year. They had a new kid. So it was like probably at like 37.
So it's this super religious, super critical family who, I find that it's always these people that like shout the loudest and condemn people that are harboring these deep, dark secrets, because the oldest son of the Duggar family sexually molested several young girls, underage girls. But he also was a minor at the time, but doesn't make it any better, including his two of his own sisters
believe,
groping their breasts, groping their private areas. And, but the big news, I think, is, first of all, no prosecution can happen. The statute of limitations is well past its time. So he's getting the Cosby pass. But the parents, the Duggar parents, were interviewed by Megyn Kelly of Fox News.
Did you see the interview? They were scripted. I'm sorry. It seems so goddamn scripted.
It seems scripted, but they were just like, "Oh, well, why are we focusing on this when there are gay people out there?"
Yep, absolutely.
There are people out there who are gay. And in committed adult relationships, why are we focusing on our child sexually molesting young women, including our own daughters?
Why were you pointing at Dave when you said that?
Gene, why don't you ring the bell?
I just feel it's hypocrisy.
At least someone is.
No, I agree with that. I was watching an interview and like listening to it, and she's like, "I'm so upset that this and that are happening. It just felt like she was reading stuff.
Because they were probably cue carded.
I bet they were.
But then the other thing is, like, you know, they're more upset at the media than they are at their son.
Yeah, it's so stupid. He was defending, saying, oh, well, he was only, like, this age and that age. Who cares? You're still considered
rape is rape. So, yes, it's not like, you know, rape of a minor by an adult, but it's still rape.
Yeah, yep.
You know, ask Bill Cosby. Rape is rape. Dog!
That wasn't nice.
Neither is raping 40 women, allegedly.
Oh, if you get caught.
Wasn't there a good Puddin' Pop joke? Meme going around with that.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I'm absolutely sure there was. Hey, folks, Kev here with some news about how you, the listener, can help out your favorite podcast network. And by that, I mean the White Dragon Podcast Network. I hope I didn't need explaining. Are you an online shopper? Chances are the answer to that is yes. Well, if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com and would like a cost-free way to support your favorite free podcasts, then head over to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com and click on the Amazon banner at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to. You don't pay a penny extra, and the White Dragon Podcast Network gets a small percentage of what you buy. If you're looking to support the network in a more direct manner, you can go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor and make a small monetary donation to the upkeep of the server, website, and network in general. No amount is too small, and all donations will be recognized on Two Men and the Mouse, Mouselanius, and Bat Squad Radio. Thank you so much. It's through the support of dedicated listeners like you that these shows remain on the air and free for everyone. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your continued attention and for your support of the White Dragon Podcast Network. Guys, we all love to give the gift of jewelry to our ladies. And ladies, shouldn't your jewelry tell the story of you? Personalized charm-based jewelry is all the rage right now. So, naturally, those large jewelry stores are going to try to price gouge you, making a simple token of your affection much more financially difficult. So thank goodness for My250.com. My250 allows you to personalize your own unique look through earrings, bracelets, necklaces, wine glass markers, and so much more. What's more, they have lines of products inspired by the popular 50 Shades of Grey and my personal favorite, Disney. Their Disney stuff is absolutely off the chart. I got one for my wife. She absolutely loves it. They even take custom orders. So what are you waiting for? And what's more, listeners of the White Dragon Podcast Network receive 10% off when they enter the promo code WDPN15 at checkout. That's W, D as in dog, P as in podcast, N as in network, 15 as the promo code. So head on over to my250.com. That's M-Y numeral 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. M-Y number 2, F-I-F-T-Y.com. And tell your own personal story with the jewelry that you wear. So, ready for the nerd news?
Yes, please.
Let's get out of these Duggars. Yes. Duggars, what are they called? Duggar,
yeah. Spider-Man, we're narrowing it down.
I would like it to be that
Asa Butterfield?
Yeah, I really like how he looks. He has those cute little blue eyes. He's adorable.
Anything else? You want to like write a little poem about him?
I did.
And this is the guy who was gay bashing me.
So, 6 actors have been tested for the coveted role of the new Spider-Man. They are Asa Butterfield, as you know, of Denny's sexual
likings.
Fantasies.
Yes.
Tom Holland, Judah Lewis, Matthew Lintz, Charlie Plumer, and Charlie Rowe.
I never heard of any of these guys.
Yeah, that's where I'm starting to think that I'm getting too old because I don't know who any of these young actors are.
Yeah, they look real. Did you see? I saw pictures of some of them. Like, they just showed photos. Like, I didn't look at the
names.
They're
very young
care.
Looking.
Very young.
Because that's what they want. They want a young Spider-Man. And I'm all for that. I'm all for Spider-Man being a teenager.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because you know what? It also gives an interesting dynamic for Spider-Man as a member of the Avengers. Because then for all the kids that watch Avengers, Spider-Man is then their window into the Marvel Universe. They can live vicariously through a kid who is fighting alongside Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, all these other superheroes that they've watched for all these movies now.
The only problem I have with that, though, is what he's going to look like when he gets older by the time he actually appears in an Avengers movie, or supposedly the rumor is he's supposed to show up in Civil War. I don't know how...
Civil War's filming now, so they better make a decision.
Exactly. So that's the thing, because...
Which makes me think that his role in Civil War is not going to be as big as everyone seems to think.
No, I think he's just going to show up and say something or do something or just be in a background or something. You know
what
I mean?
Because they haven't even casted him yet, and they're already like halfway through filming this movie. Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you like to see Tobey Maguire return as an old Spider-Man,
no.
the way they're doing with Batman
no.
and Ben Affleck?
Well, that's what I was trying to say, is, like, I wonder how he's going to look, because look at, like, the Harry Potter movies, for instance.
Well,
you
yeah,
know, like,
they got like, but they're
old.
Not, like, these kids aren't, like, 14, aren't they all, like, 18 or something
yeah,
like
I think, yeah,
so
I think
they're up. They're
yeah,
you know, they've hit puberty already, so
I would have loved Johnny
that.
Depp to be Peter Parker. I'd be pretty
Johnny
hot.
Depp's, like, 50.
It doesn't matter. He's sexy.
Okay, Denny.
What else we got?
No, but, the director list has been narrowed down. Ted Melfi and Jonathan Levine are the two directors that are being considered.
I thought they already said who was doing it, no?
Not that I've seen.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Ted Melfi and Jonathan Levine. Jonathan Levine directed Warm Bodies, which is a movie I didn't particularly care for.
Yeah, I only saw like the first like 10 minutes and I got bored.
It's a zombie and he loves a young girl. Like,
yeah,
it was just like, oh my God,
weird.
Oh my God. But now, as far as Spider-Man goes, I think Spider-Man will be important for the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he will be the relatable one for the
yeah.
audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a billionaire, genius, playboy, philanthropist, a god, a super soldier who is like the pinnacle of all that is good, a green rage monster, and super spies. There's nobody in there that's even slightly relatable. Spider-Man's going to be the everyman.
Hawkeye yeah, has his bow and arrows.
He's still a... Hawkeye should have died in that movie, by the way.
I agree.
Did you read that rumor I sent you?
What rumor?
They said they actually put down like what's going to happen with the next Avengers. Like, you know how at the end of Age of Ultron,
yeah.
you just see like the quote-unquote new Avengers?
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. I'm not going to say anything because Dave didn't see it yet, but
right.
I kind of like how they're going to go forward with this. And then eventually come all together. I think it's going to be really cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Can't really say much. Sorry, guys.
Do we want to talk about the curse of Batman and how it destroyed the marriage of Jennifer Garner and
No, because we're not
Ben
talking
Affleck?
About Batman.
But it's Bat Squad Radio.
I did hear that they were in trouble. Are they getting a divorce?
They're inching closer to a public proclamation.
What did Batman do to them?
Just how those movies suck, and it just takes a lot of time.
You're not on your game today.
No, he's not. I think we should just cut his mic and get Gene
in
here.
You don't like the Batman movies, right?
I haven't seen a Batman movie since the second one.
Gene says he hasn't seen a Batman movie since the second one. By the second one, do you mean The Dark Knight or do you mean Batman Returns?
Batman Returns.
He means Batman Returns. Okay.
Well,
I've seen some of them on video.
Hey, Gene's cheating right now.
Yeah,
he's talking.
He didn't ring his bell. Use a ring.
You still have two. You're saving them all, like, for what?
We can't hear him over there anyway.
Okay. So they...
Well, look at poor Val Kilmer. He's having a lot of health issues. We need to say a prayer for Val Kilmer. And Ben Affleck was a way too long filming this Batman movie, and it drove a wedge between him and Jennifer Garner.
Do you know that for sure, or are you just spouting this out of...
I feel it in my heart.
Okay. So, Suicide Squad. Is it just me, Denny, or does it seem like Suicide Squad, they're just releasing this movie one frame at a time, and then at the very end of it, you can just put all the pictures together like a cartoon, and
yeah,
it'll just play the whole movie?
It's kind of know what's going on. When I first saw it, though, I will admit, I was all excited because it looked like Fast and Fury 8.
It did, because the Joker mobile is like a purple and green Viper.
Lamborghini.
Viper. I think
it's a Viper?
Yeah, they said it was a Viper.
I don't
That's
know.
That's what I read.
Have you
anyway.
Warmed up to Jared Leto's Joker?
I like it because everyone hates it.
Is it Leto or Leto?
Leto.
Jared Leto's Joker.
I will say, I think it looks cool, though. I really do
the
like how it
looks. The scene
that
I saw, like, there was a scene that went up for like a day, and then Warner Brothers sniped it down. It was Joker and Harley Quinn in a... Harleen Quinzel, before she's Harley Quinn, in a parking garage. And she like points a gun at his head, and he like is like saying something to her, and then she puts the gun away, and he backhands her across the face. Like, it looked really cool.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't care who has what tattoos. I don't care what outfits look like. All I care about is what the eyes look like, because that's where you really tell if somebody gets a character, and you could tell Jared Leto gets this character, just like the hand movements he was making in some of the videos and things like that. But now the thing that everybody's loving is, like, you know, there were scenes of the Joker mobile like driving down the road and whatnot, but then it was released, it was the Joker mobile being chased by the Batmobile.
Yeah, I liked how the Batmobile looked. I think it looked
Batmobile
cool.
Looks great.
Yeah, it looked cool.
I'm sorry, Dave, it's not this.
No, Gene's our expert
yep,
on Batmobile bashing.
Gene's back.
All the Batmobiles since 66 have pretty much sucked, and all the recent ones look like a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
They got caught in a transporter accident. They're all blocky. There's no elegance to them. There's no streamlining. Have a nice day. Here you go.
Gene O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen.
But this new one looks a little better than the Nolan Batmobile.
Is it the same? Is it the
it's
same?
Because it looks like a car.
Is it the same Batmobile that's going to be Suicide Squad going to be also
yes.
in... It is. Okay, that's what I want to know.
But does that...
I like the way it looks.
I thought it looks pretty cool.
But does
it's
that...
It's going to be practical for fighting crime. That's the thing. It's not just a car that's going to drive him to the commissioner's office in broad daylight to talk to Chief O'Hara. It's got to look like a battle... you know.
Battle
like,
tank.
But,
cop.
But does that mean by inference that Ben Affleck's Batman will appear in Suicide Squad?
Yes, yeah. Because the next day there was a clip released of Ben Affleck's Batman riding on top of the Joker mobile trying to punch his way in.
But it was a stuntman, though, right?
It was a stuntman, obviously. Yeah. And he wore no... The other thing I thought was interesting, he didn't have a cape on. He had the sensors around the collar because they CGI the cape. Because for scenes like that,
right.
you don't want the cape to be like... The one critique I've always had like with Dean Cain or even with Christopher Reeves, they'd be flying at like these high speeds and the cape is just kind of like draped around their legs. And like it Man of Steel started it where, like, when he's flying, the cape is CGI so that you can get the exact billow that you want out of it. And honestly, I didn't even notice because the CGI has gotten to the point where it's good enough where something like CGIing a cape, not that difficult. And, like, could you imagine if, like, they're driving down the road and, like, the wind blows the wrong way and all of a sudden Batman's cape flies over his head?
I agree with that.
I do want to say something.
That's harmless CGI. Well, the CGI that I have a problem with is when, like, everything is CGI, like the Star Wars prequels. Dave.
In the early 1940s, there were Saturday morning cliffhangers. There was Captain America. There was Batman. Well, Batman was 43 and 49. If you want to see some amazing cape-flowing action pre-CGI, I think it's 1940, 41, Captain Marvel, the Shazam character, which was Fawcett and then DC. You folks out there, you got to Google this. Find it on YouTube. Captain Marvel, it's a 12-chapter or 15-chapter serial, and it's phenomenal stuff. It was decades ahead of its time. So.
The one thing I didn't like, though, when I was watching the clip that you just mentioned with the Ferrari, Lamborghini, where the hell it's
whatever
supposed to
it
be,
is, it's a Viper.
Going down, is it looked like the Joker had a lot of money because he has that car.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of have a problem with that.
Or he stole it.
That's true. I didn't think of that.
He's a criminal. They steal things professionally.
That's true, yeah. But then I was thinking, too, which Steve Nemeke at Amazing Heroes in Union, New Jersey, he wound up telling me that Joker does what you just said. He steals banks, so he probably has money out the ass. So he could have even bought it. You know, you don't know what the plot is for this yet.
Yeah, definitely.
So, plus, he's a fictitious character, so doesn't matter.
So are you.
Yeah, the him that he puts out there is a fictitious character. So Buster just got pissed by something.
Oh, wow.
I wish he would attack Denny that way. Buster hates
squirrels.
I put
a squirrel on my balls, maybe.
and some peanut butter.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Mm. Anyway, I really do like Suicide Squad. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, the one thing I didn't like was Will Smith.
He looks like Wild Wild West.
But they showed a picture of, like, the squad, like Task Force X walking into a building, and he's full out, like, BMF swaggering with, like, the arms swinging behind his back. Because
he's gangsta.
Side. Yeah, I don't like
it. Because he's Will Smith.
Deadshot is not gangsta. Deadshot is Deadshot. Like, I don't like it at all. Here and now, in further Smith family DC news, there's a grisly rumor that his hellspawn, Jaden Smith, will be Static Shock in an upcoming, I don't know if it's going to be a TV show or if it's going to be a film project. But keep the Smith family out of my DC universe, please. Will Smith is going to be terrible as Deadshot. His wife practically ruined Gotham.
Who, Jada Stinkett?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And his son, his insane son needs to be nowhere near this universe.
Well, I'd rather them be in DC than my Marvel, so keep it up, guys.
Ugh, hate it. But did you see they're also rumoring Charlize Theron for Captain Marvel?
Yes.
And rumored that Angelina Jolie will be directing it?
Yep.
That's an interesting casting, I
think. Isn't she too old?
That was my thing. I'm like, she might be a... like.
She looks great.
Captain Marvel, I mean, yes, she looks phenomenal. But I feel like Captain Marvel should be like in her like mid-20s.
Yeah, I heard she was awesome in the new Mad Max movie.
She was great in... she was one of the only good things in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I never seen
Nobody
it. I
else
heard
did.
Of it.
Nobody else did. That's why Ted 2 is happening. It was Seth MacFarlane movie.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It made so little money that the studio was like, you have to make Ted 2 now because everybody liked Ted.
I hated Ted.
You hated Ted?
I didn't like it.
It's the same voice as Peter Griffin.
I don't know. It felt it was,
they make a joke about that in the movie.
It was kind of boring. Like I didn't enjoy it.
I thought it was funny. I liked all the Flash.
I can never get
references.
Beyond the fact that he's using Peter Griffin's voice for the teddy bear.
It's not really totally Peter Griffin's
close
voice.
Enough.
It's close.
And aren't we supposed to have that fella, the real Peter Griffin, on our show?
A real life
upcoming
Peter Griffin
episode.
Yeah, I'm still in talk to him. He's been pretty busy because
he was walking around Palisades Mall
stuff.
Recently. I think.
Yeah. No. He's a normal guy. You know.
No, but like as Peter Griffin.
Oh, he said he does it all the time. He just randomly he'll go to like carnivals and. Shows or whatever, and just dress up. Just
let's get
to see
him to
people
go to the Middlesex Fair.
That's not a bad idea.
All right,
I know he's definitely going to be at RetroCon.
Okay,
so we definitely have that under our belt.
Do we have his real human name?
Yes. What Robert, I don't know. I apologize. Francis.
It's all right, Denny. He's not listening.
So
we could have sent him the link to this episode.
Yeah,
if Denny
well,
did his homework a little better.
I just told you, Robert Francis. It's Francez or something.
Oh, Francois.
Anyway.
You are really not on your game today.
No. I told you I was going to let you guys carry the episode, and it's horrible.
Actually, I'm enjoying this episode.
So am I.
Yeah.
Well, then what are you complaining about?
You're sitting there.
Every time you interject, it's terrible. You're just...
terribly funny.
You're just like, oh, I'm so sad because nobody liked when I monopolized an entire episode.
I heard you guys fudge those numbers of last episode. It was one of our highest episodes ever.
Uh-huh. All right, Dave, here, I have a job for you. We're getting into wacky news. Go for it.
You know what? This summer... Even though it's the summer of Buster, and me and Buster are at a different shore town every weekend in New Jersey.
The Buster Summer Tour?
The Buster Summer Tour. Summer of Buster. Buster and I will not be seen in the Atlantic Ocean this summer.
This was going to be our last bit of news, but...
Just cut his mic off right now. Thank you.
I'm building up to something. It's a,
well,
it's
I wanted
a good.
You,
sit
I
down.
I wanted you to do that whole, like, whoa, wacky news.
Oh.
That was the point.
Okay, hold on.
And you took our last bit of news and made it our first bit of wacky
news. No, we can get to it later. We can get to it later.
What?
Nope, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's what wacky news!
All right.
There you go.
You already used your
you
three.
Used your, that's your three.
Yeah, bagel bitch.
Go get me a bagel bitch.
So, okay. So, wacky news-wise, I have one thing before we get into why Dave and Buster aren't going to be going into the water anytime.
And our special guest this episode's coming up.
Maybe. I don't know. Denny
if she's awake.
Denny has...
you're saying that Dave screwed up. I didn't screw it up. Wacky
no,
News was right
because
this is under the subcategory.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, it was my
fault.
I'm going
to sit back with my legs up on the desk.
Reach down between his legs.
Okay.
Ease the seat back.
So over in Flint, Michigan, politics has gotten a whole lot dirtier, according to this article. I'm just going to read you the headline. Giggles the Pig runs for mayor against two convicted felons.
What?
Yes, a pig.
How's a pig run for
it? A pig is running for mayor.
Buster just pooped on the pool cover.
Yep. Why do you say things like that? Nobody gives a damn.
I know.
I'm trying to remind the listeners that we are, in fact, outside in the Bat
Dave
Botanical
Gardens.
We get
it. We're outside in your backyard on your porch, okay? Next to your broken pool. And there's Buster walking up.
Well, technically, it's not Dave's backyard. It's Lisa's backyard because it's her house. Dave just lives here.
Flint, Michigan.
Yes. In Flint, Michigan.
Flintstone!
Giggles the Pig has put her curly tail into the ring as a candidate for mayor against two convicted felons, including one who served nearly 20 years in prison for murder.
Is Giggles a pig girl or a pig boy?
Her.
Oh, she's a real pig.
Yes, Giggles owner and campaign manager Michael Ewing said that she really enjoys grass, and there's a lot of grass out there. I think she could really get used to
there's
it.
There's a lot of grass in Colorado,
real story.
Too.
This is a real story.
How's that even, like, legal to do? Like,
Ewing, a trial attorney, said his candidate has an impressive resume for a 9-month-old pig and, unlike some of her opponents, has a clean criminal record.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Just fry her up, make some bacon.
Candidate Wantwaz Davis, who made headlines in 2013 when he was elected to city council, served 19 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in 1991. Eric Mays, also a city councilman running for mayor, reportedly pleaded guilty to felonious assault in 1987. In November 2013, he was charged with drunken driving, possession of marijuana, failure to report an accident, refusing to give fingerprints, and no proof of insurance. During his 2014 trial, a jury found Mays guilty of only a single charge, driving while impaired. He was sentenced to 72 days in jail in order to pay the city $10,800 in restitution. So I think the pig might be a better candidate here.
Yeah, they're all pigs.
Mm-hmm. So the Ewing was talking about, you know, Giggles running for mayor, and he said, Giggles was sitting next to me while I was reading reports about the candidates, and I said to her, you'd make a better candidate than these people. So I did what any normal rational person would do. I ran her for mayor.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is not a first. New Jersey, our state, has an elephant for a governor.
That wasn't nice, Dave.
That was good. I was hoping you were going to make some kind of joke about that.
That was not nice at all.
You're the one that posted Governor Christie's camel toe in that baseball outfit.
Yeah, but that's pretty
outfit. Hot. And then he even... typed on the keyboard to make an illustration of a camel toe using keypad.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I don't know how many people picked up on that.
Oh,
but you did.
I did. It was wonderful. Anything that makes our governor look bad.
Now, Michigan law does not say that a pig cannot run for mayor.
But if you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
Yeah, but nowhere does
right,
it...
Caitlin? Oh, that was bad.
That was bad.
Danny, that was terrible to throw my voice like that.
About to throw your ass.
Ewing also insisted that Giggle's propensity for playing in the mud will not influence them to sling any of it during the campaign.
What do you always say about it? The grass is
Thank
wet.
Thank God it's not a monkey. Throw some poo.
You fling feces.
Oh, the grass. Oh, that's not. I'm not saying that, Dave.
All right.
Okay, so now, Dave, why are you and Buster not going into the water?
I love this story.
I hate this story.
I love it. Go.
Wait, is this considered wacky news?
Yeah, it's wacky news.
And now for... hold on. And now time for some more wacky news! The reason why Buster and I will not be in the Atlantic Ocean this summer is because of a gigantic killing machine that's swimming around
yes.
the coast of our state.
Yes, a hundred...
David J. I couldn't even do it a straight face.
No, not our laughing not before. Our oversized friend David J. There's, I think, a great white shark.
A great white shark, a 16-foot-long, 3,200-pound
yes.
great white shark that they've named Mary Lee.
I actually been following her. There's an
oh,
app.
So have I, because you have to know your enemy.
Oh, no, I want to, like, hug her. She's great. She's
oh, yeah,
awesome.
Please
she has,
do.
She has
do
her
it.
Own
Wade out
face
into
first.
The water, chum the area around you. When the shark swims up, give her a
her
nice
own,
big hug.
She has
Cut
her own
yourself.
Facebook page and app, everything.
Twitter account,
because just
yeah.
like you have that horrible... whale poop story several episodes ago. Mm-hmm. As you know, I love nature. I love the ocean, and I love sharks. And they're the cutest things.
Sharks,
cutest predators.
With their black soulless eyes and their
yes,
rows of razor sharp that. Death teeth.
Which is weird because I don't like snakes. I guess because they have no eyelids, so they can't.
Sharks
like,
don't have eyelids either.
No, they do. When they chomp down, they actually go the other way. They go vertically. They close.
Only Denny would be pro shark.
All eyelids
I
go
love
vertically. You mean
horizontal? Horizontal. I'm sorry.
So if your 2-year-old son Charlie is splashing around the Atlantic Ocean, you wouldn't be a little concerned about Mary Lynn?
No, because I'll just throw you in front of him.
I got no meat on my bones.
That's true.
He's going go to go Charlie.
Swim around him.
Shark would be like, what's this?
A piece of driftwood. I don't want this.
Grizzle.
99% fat free? I don't think so. It's like the Whole Foods of...
Oh, man.
Well, we cannot get rid of this shark. It's been floating, swimming
it's been
around
here a long
close
time.
To Jersey all summer.
Yeah.
Well, it's trying to spawn, that's why.
What's it going to spawn? Are there lots
With
of great
Denny.
White sharks out there? Yeah, it's waiting for you to wade into the water.
No, it's finding a nice spot that it can spawn. The temperature has to be right, and she has to feel comfortable,
but
so she's checking the area.
You know, this is like a Jaws-level event. I don't understand why everyone's treating it like it's like this funny novelty. It's like on the Twitter account, it's like, hey, let's be chums. And I'm just like...
I like that.
Yeah, you know what? The puns and the quips are going to be great when it bites a child's face off on Fourth of July weekend.
I find nothing funny about shark
We're
going
to need a bigger boat.
No, shark memes are not cool.
Dave, I say you and I get into the Bat Dave Bat Boat, go out there, and just take it to the shark.
You mean that float we have?
Yes.
Yeah, All Dave right. would get out his shark repellent,
yeah,
right?
With that shark repellent,
There
yeah.
you go. You're set.
Well, you got a lot of pepper spray at home. Denny collects hot pepper jars from
Is
around
that,
the world.
Would I have to dress like Burt Ward Robin if we went to
that? Yes, you would.
Oh, that'd be
we
great.
Should film something, you and me, down at the Jersey Shore.
No, please.
No, me and Denny are already doing something very aquatic down
yes.
the shore.
Can't wait.
But it's a secret we can't tell
okay.
you.
Okay. I just wanted to be involved.
The only problem with the bat raft is it only seats one adult.
Right.
So I would have to, like...
It has to be Kevin, and then you would sit in the back.
No, I have to swim behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
We do have a bat raft.
But yeah, like, I don't understand why nobody is, like, because the shark has come up to, like, a mile off of shore.
Yeah.
Like, in major shore towns. Like, it's been in Tom's River, it's been in Point Pleasant.
Wildwood, Cape May.
Wildwood,
Long
Cape
Beach
May,
Island.
Seaside. It's been everywhere. And yep. I don't understand why more people aren't, like, concerned about this.
You know what I think's been drawing it to our shores and not Delaware or other states is that raw, fresh sewage that keeps getting pumped out there from our towns.
You think it likes that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's really cool? I don't know if anyone knows about this, and I can't remember the name of the area where it is, but it was down the shore. I think it might have been Tom's River, and I told Dave about this. Beluga whales. They found beluga whales in the water just swimming. Little
babies?
Little babies.
Baby
and,
belugas
yeah.
in the deep blue sea?
Yeah.
Where they swim so wild and they swim so free?
Yes. Calm down. It's awesome. And I'm very excited about that just because it just shows you and how like nature is starting to kind of be one with us. I think that's awesome.
I do want to say one thing.
Hold on. For someone who is so in love with the animal kingdom, you are the most indoorsy person I've ever met in my life. Like,
well, it depends. See, that's the problem.
You need to be dropped into the middle of the woods in the middle of the Pine Barrens. Let's see how well you like wildlife.
It's
you
funny
deal
you should
with it
say that
because
we took Denny canoeing years ago, and he wouldn't even go swimming on the canoe trip.
That's because I had like seven freaking stitches in my forehead. Well,
Denny's the
in
Denny's
my head
oh, I had an open wound, so I can't get it infected.
The doctor told me don't go into salty water.
Denny's the
guy. What
a
sissy.
Denny's the guy that enjoys the Animal Kingdom from the comfort of his living room while watching Animal Planet.
Even my dad.
In a heartbeat, I would go camping. I would go canoeing. I would even consider going into one of those shark tanks that go
I would pay to make that happen.
I would slather you in barbecue sauce and kick you in there because you deserve to be eaten by a shark.
Is barbecue sauce waterproof? Stupid.
Episode
it'll chum the water.
Episode 17, The Death of Denny.
Yes.
Highest ratings ever.
I am convinced now that you are destined to have your life ended as food for some kind of animal.
Well, hopefully it's a cool animal. I wouldn't mind.
There's a lot of bears in this county.
There are a lot of bears, yeah.
A bear, see, I mean, they're cuddly, but I don't really...
They are not cuddly!
They aren't. Look at them, they're fuzzy and they're cute!
Hug a bear! I dare you to hug a bear. I dare you. The next time you see a bear, go up to one and hug
bear? What is that from?
That was from...
They're not Winnie the Pooh!
That was
godless killing machines!
You're thinking of the African...
So are humans, and what's the difference?
Just do me a favor. Just put your head right in paw swiping range and just go in for a hug. There was actually a guy, I think it was in like China or something like that, actually climbed into the panda cage at a zoo and ran up to the panda and tried to hug it, and the panda mauled him to death.
Yes, I saw that. Well, that's just stupid. And you want to know something? That's obviously the guy's fault for jumping in there.
Yeah,
but
it's stupid. It's
listen,
a live bear.
Listen, but they're captive. That's the problem. They're sitting there. They're being tortured.
Oh, yeah, they're being
stuff.
Tortured. They're sitting around getting fed.
That's,
they don't
that's
have to
not
look
normal.
For their food.
That's not normal. That is not normal.
In Denny's defense.
They have to be in like their own environment, so this way they know how to react to certain things that happen in the wild. They shouldn't be captive and doing this.
Now, listen, I am not an animal hater. I love the Animal Kingdom, and I support the Animal Kingdom, but I support it from afar, and I believe that we have no place in it. I believe that the sharks and the bears and the monsters of the world have their area of the world, and we have our area, and we should never cross paths.
Yeah, but remember one thing. Steve. Shut up, Dave. We invaded their territory. Plain and simple, I don't want to hear anything else.
Just ask Steve Irwin. I got your back.
You never have my back because you're a dick.
I don't know if I agree with we invaded their territory because we are also animals. And
Steve Irwin.
The dominant animal establishes,
keep saying his name.
Establishes the territory.
Yeah, but still, like they were here first, like the dinosaurs and all this stuff. All
the dinosaurs are gone.
So what? Hopefully eventually we'll be extinct.
Do you see how good Bindi Irwin's looking lately?
It's pretty hot.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. She posted a selfie.
Okay, the last time I saw Bindi Irwin, she was like 6. So
me too. Yeah.
Please tell me that like that was like at least 12 years ago.
You know what's really funny? Because I liked animals obviously for my whole entire life, and being who's from the Australian Zoo,
mm-hmm.
As a kid I couldn't remember how old, probably like 6 or 7. I wrote a letter to him and it said how much I love him. This is way before
Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah, it was way before.
Dear
like, when
Steve
he had his...
Irwin, my name is Denny, and I love your show. I am a 26-year-old male in the state of New Jersey, and I think you are the coolest.
26.
If I, because that's how old you probably were.
Oh, I see.
You weren't a kid. You were a grown-ass man.
Keep going. This is boring me. Go.
No, I got to
go. As your biggest fan, I have one request to make of you. Please do an episode about my favorite animal, stingrays.
Oh.
And that's not nice.
I would be so grateful. Signed, Denny.
You know what Steve Irwin? Know what Steve Irwin said before he crumpled up Denny's letter?
What a waste!
Anyway, so what he did is he's really extremely nice. Him and his wife gave me an 8x10 photo that was signed by him, and gave me 2 free passes to the Australian Zoo.
Are they still good to this day?
No, I have them framed, not framed, but I have them saved in my.
What if you
area.
Want to go to the Australian Zoo?
It expired years ago. I don't know.
If Denny had just gone to the Australian Zoo,
what a waste!
Would have
I
met him,
saved them.
And saved. You would have changed the whole time space.
I would have
continuum.
Took that stingray form. I would have.
We wish.
Oh man, we can still only have wish. Steve Irwin. That Steve Irwin would be sitting in that chair right now,
and Bindi,
Denny Irwin, or Steve. Okay, anyway.
Spider Steve. Yeah, NJ Spider Steve.
What else we got before our special guest?
Oh, we got
on.
Nothing else. So you know. If the special guest exists, we can go to that.
Well, but. I messaged her, retired Wonder Woman, supposed to be on our show.
And?
And she hasn't responded yet.
That's going to do it for Bat Squad Radio this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you being here for episode 16. Denny's failures notwithstanding
yes.
to present a guest this week. This has been a fun one, folks.
Wait, he did a great job getting Mike and Ming on the show.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job.
No, that's because of you, asshole. That was all because of you, and I don't want to hear it.
Wait, episode's over.
Episode's over.
Cue the music. So we'll continue next time.
Folks, please check us out on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/group/BatSquad Radio, the White Dragon Podcast Network. Also on social media, Facebook is facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. Twitter is White Dragon, at White Dragon PN. Instagram is at White Dragon Podcast Network. Also, please check out Denny's Facebook group, What a Waste! Exclamation point, if you really want to challenge the limits of your patience. Folks, if you like the show, we just ask you to tell someone about it. Please talk it up, tweet it out, send it out on your Facebook page, tell a friend or family member. Please give us a rating or review on iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously. What?
I don't know.
So that does it for this week. Dave, any closing words? Denny, any closing words?
No.
Okay. Dave, any closing words?
Yes. Steve Irwin.
Gene, any closing words? Folks, for Bat Dave, for Spider Denny, for Gene O'Brien, for Buster the Bat Dog, my name's Kev L. We will see you next time. Same Bat Squad time. Same Bat Squad channel.
Bagel bitch.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.